This is Scott Becker with the Becker Business Podcast. I'm thrilled today to be joined by Alexis Gladstone. Alexis is a brilliant sort of public relations and strategist in person, but just brilliant in business. Alexis, I want to talk to you today about you starting your own business. What was that like? When did you know that you would actually be able to pay the bills and more? Alexis, can you take a moment to tell us about starting your own business?
Yeah, paying the bills is always the key moment, huh? So, what's interesting for me is I kind of fell into starting my own business. It was 2004, my job was eliminated and I was job searching and then fell into doing consulting. So not going back into corporate America, and I was doing consulting and I was doing it through a friend's firm. And after about 2 or 3 years, I realized I was doing a lot of work for him and a lot of business development within the client groups for him. And I thought I really should be doing it for myself and going and fostering my own relationships. So that's kind of how I started my business. It was almost more happenstance versus really thought out and planned out.
But take a moment on that, though, because as you know, That's not that uncommon. People end up starting consulting firms, public relations firms, strategy firms, all kinds of firms, in large part because they might have, whatever job they were at, ended up in some kind of dead end or some problem or some issue, you know, or just an economic downturn. And so often that's the seeds of success, often when people wouldn't have started their own business themselves, but for that.
Absolutely. It does happen. I do think, though, I was still kind of going down when I started the consulting. I was still kind of going down, okay, I'll job interview still for corporate America, but I'll kind of do this on the side, do continue to get more income and just be busy, so to speak. So it did. I agree with you. I think a lot of it does happen by happenstances because you get kind of that nudge, whatever that nudge is that takes you out of that, takes you into that leap and out of your comfort zone or into that next thing.
And at what point did you start to think, you know what, I might stop interviewing for other jobs and just keep pursuing this? At what point did that happen?
Well, what I really liked for me personally, because in doing consulting, to some extent, you can kind of set your own schedule when you're to a little bit. You can decide how much you want to work or how little you want to work. And I really started to like that flexibility of being able to do that. And I also liked being able to pick and choose the projects and the clients that I wanted to do the work with and for. Because, you know, if you're in corporate America, you're assigned certain things and you don't always like it, but it's your job and you do it. But this allowed me the freedom to say, you know what, I don't think this client is really a good fit for me or I'm not a good fit for them. And I was able to say yes or no.
And how long did it take till you felt comfortable saying no to clients? Because you have to make sure that you're paying the bills, that things are going okay before you could even say no. And so what point was it, 3 months in, 6 months in, a year in, that you said, you know, one, I can stop interviewing for other jobs now because I like this. And two, I can be in a spot where I'm not taking on a client if it doesn't seem like the right fit for me.
Well, so let me step back. The doing the consulting that was through my friend's company for like 2 or 3 years. So I'll go to when I started doing it for myself and on my own and not having him as that safety net, because he was the safety net and he did a lot of the business development. But when I did it on my own, what I realized is I was starting to reach out to my network and I was starting to reach out to people I had relationships with. And that kind of became almost like a giving tree. I reached out to my network. I started having projects for them, and then they would refer me. And as you know, Scott, business is all about referrals. So when I was pretty confident, pretty much in my first year, that I could keep this thing going because I was using my relationships.
And so that's fantastic. And what advice would you give to other people starting their own business? And I love actually how you did this, where you started sort of with a colleague, and thank God for good colleagues, good relationships that helped sort of allow you that ability to start without constant, you know, either jealousy or concern that, oh my God, you're going to leave me at some point, Alexis, so I don't want to get you started. But thank God for colleagues like that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, he was always very, very supportive of it. So I was able to, you know, kind of build and take that leap, you know, by having that like I said, having that safety net. And I'm sorry, I forgot what the question was that you asked me.
Yeah, no. It's more just sort of like there's some point where you started to feel comfortable that you could make this work. And then yeah. What advice would you give to other business founders? What advice do you tell people?
You know, first of all, I think you have to do what you love. So that's number one. And I think a lot of people who go out on their own in business, they realize that. And that's why they're doing it, because it is something they love and something they're passionate about. But the other thing you need to do, and I would say even do it before you start thinking about going out on your own, is really foster your relationships, because your relationships are going to do so much for you. They might be future clients. They might be future referrals. They might be people who give you great ideas for what to do or how to flex your business or a different direction or give you feedback. Having those strong, strong relationships of people that are in your corner, like you said, this person that I started working with was in my corner, having those are priceless, because that's what business is all about.
And let's talk about that, because there's two great different schools of thought in this, and I ascribe to one of them. The school of thought I ascribe to is far more important to have 5 to 10 very deep relationships that your entire world works around and revolves around than it is to have thousands of relationships. And I know that might seem counter to what you see with me as a media personality, but I certainly believe that everything comes out of the 5 to 10 core relationships in life and in business. And you have a similar thing. You have a handful of allies that could not be bigger fans of yours, that could not be more supportive of your success. And talk about that theory of having lots of relationships, but really understanding that life really revolves around a small number of core, great business relationships.
I absolutely, yes. You and I are completely on the same page with that one. And it's so true, because here's the thing. The way I look at it is, yes, you can have a lot of connections, but those connections are going to be fleeting. Those core relationships are those people, whether you want to call it your personal board of directors or you want to call it something else, but it's those people that are going to give you the tough feedback that you sometimes need. It's the people who are going to cheer you on. And it's the people that know you and your business really, really well, so they can give you what you need when you need it. And I agree with you, to go less people, deeper. I not only do that in business, I do that in my personal life. You know, I'm just one of those people. And there's so much you can get out of having those, like you said, 5, 10, whatever that number is. The other thing, though, I'd say about that is sometimes people cycle out and somebody new cycles in, and that's okay, because things change in your business model, things change with where you are in life, and that's okay for that to happen.
100%. Alexis, I think brilliant as always. I love how you work. I see some of the relationships that you have and how close and supportive they are of you, and it's mutually so. And it's fascinating. At some point, we'll have another discussion on how those relationships evolve, because they don't usually evolve because I'm really targeted to be close to that person. Rather, they evolve because there's a natural mutual respect and like, and there's a chemistry, and there's just everything else. And I'd love to have that discussion as well on a future podcast. Alexis Gladstone, magnificent to visit with you. Thank you for joining the Becker Business Podcast.
Thank you, Scott.